Happy International Beer Day as we celebrate today. Good morning. It is 8:16, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gomnick is here, and joining us here this morning, President of G&M Distributors here in Galesburg and in Dixon, Adam Vitale. Adam, good morning. How are
good
you
morning.
Today?
Great to be here. Happy International Beer Day.
Yeah, we are ready to celebrate, man.
Hey,
it's 5 o'clock somewhere, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We already saw 1 5 o'clock today. That's enough, right?
Exactly.
Doesn't matter which one you reach.
Not exactly. At all. Not exactly. At all. Well, again, thanks for joining us here this morning. Before we get into everything about International Beer Day, I know that Anheuser-Busch and the G&M Distributors have been involved in a lot of help for people in need during this whole pandemic thing, and especially with water in particular.
Correct.
Kind of a big thing going on. And locally, you guys have done some stuff as well, helping out a local fire department.
Yeah, you know, we have. And Anheuser-Busch for several generations now they will turn their brewery off and turn it on and can water through the brewery and then deliver that to places in need. For example, just last week, a lot of water was delivered to Texas because of the hurricane. But they also last year started an initiative with the volunteer fire departments across America. And we've been fortunate. Last year, we donated some to the Maquon Fire Department. And just last week, we donated some to Rio. So we deliver these pallets of water to the fire departments or volunteer fire departments. Because a lot of times people forget those guys just consume an inordinate amount of water, especially when they're in that hot environment fighting a fire. And it's critical. And that's something they don't always get funding for. So if you're a volunteer firefighter out there, don't hesitate to contact us and we'll try to get some water to your department.
Yeah, of course, Chris LeGros, who works here with us, he's the fire chief out in Rio as well. So
absolutely.
I know he appreciated that. So, okay. And I know we talked a little bit about this before when AB first did this with the canned water. Have you ever, Tyler, had canned water?
Well, it wasn't Anheuser-Busch. I mean, canned water. It was years ago.
Well, see, I don't think I've ever had, unless like maybe sparkling or whatever.
Sure,
I don't
sure.
believe I've ever had just a straight canned water.
That's well, it holds up well, and it's a good container, and especially in an emergency, you know, you don't have the light hitting it or the bottle collapsing, stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Adam Vitale, president of G&M Distributors, joining us here this morning. All right, so good things happening, and I know it's really interesting how some businesses through this whole pandemic have suffered. I know early on it was tough for you guys because with restaurants and bars closed, that, you know, it's like, okay, we distribute. Now we got nobody to distribute to hardly, and that's picked up a little bit. Of course, I mean, the package stores, whether it was a grocery store or whatever, was still in business. But it seems like especially that part of it has really picked up, the package side of it.
Yeah, the off-premise side. So when you buy something and take it home for consumption, that's been good, and it's grown a little bit. And it's also really great to see in Galesburg and the surrounding communities, I guess in the listening area, almost every single bar reopened and restaurant, which is really amazing. And it was really hard on a lot of these bar owners and restaurant owners. But, you know, a huge thank you to all the residents in the area that supported these restaurants through carry out, delivery. That truly did make a difference. And, you know, talking to a lot of these restaurant owners, they didn't necessarily make money, but it helped a lot of them break even or at least pay their bills. So a huge thank you to all of you and that have supported these local bars and restaurants. They're the part of the fabric of our community.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're kind of talking off the air, and man, we hope we don't get a rollback and some have to close again, because it's really, really hard to open back up.
It is.
A second time, especially.
Yeah, I think a second time would be much more difficult for our bars and restaurants. And so I hope that we can, you know, kind of keep this flatten the curve and keep things going in a better direction.
Well, today is International Beer Day, and it's on the calendar. That means it's official.
It's official.
Apparently, it's the first Friday of August, I think, is actually the International Beer Day. So different date every year. But, hey, we're up for celebrating. And, you know, you did something really interesting today. Rather than specifically, obviously, you guys distribute Anheuser-Busch products, but many, many, many other different products as well. And today you've got a lot of products with you that are places that people could actually go within driving distance to these breweries. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, I thought today we'd do something a little different. Even though it is International Beer Day, I thought we'd focus more on, I guess you call it, Regional Beer Day.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people associate G&M with just major brewers, and we represent a lot of different craft brewers, small brewers, local brewers, and a lot of independent brewers. And I thought we'd highlight a lot of those today. You know, given the circumstances now, a lot of people are doing staycations or, you know, looking for something to do just for the day. And in my opinion, one of the most fun things you can do just for the day is drive somewhere and go to a brew pub or a brewery. And a lot of these places have amazing food, great atmospheres, And lots going on. So everything today we're going to talk about is within a drive from Galesburg or the listening area. You can go there for the day, come back, and all regional, all family-owned or independently owned breweries.
You know, and it's the brewery tour itself is a cool thing anyway. Oh, awesome. Whether it's at, you know, Anheuser-Busch in St. Louis or somewhere else, a small one, they all do something a little bit different. Mm-hmm. So I think you'll probably learn something every time you go to one.
Oh, you do. I've gone to several breweries, and there's every time you go, you see something different, something unique. Or learn something, whether it's a tiny little brewer or a massive brewer.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's start. What do we got first up here?
We're going to start today with taking our virtual drive to Normal, Illinois, mm-hmm. Distill Brewery. Beautiful, beautiful place just off the highway in Normal. And I don't know if all the listeners know this, but it's actually started by a Knox County resident, Matt Potts.
That I didn't know.
Grew up in Williamsfield, had a small brewery, went to law school, had a small brewery in Elmwood, Illinois. Went back into law and then reopened Distill. His passion is really brewing beer. And one of the things that makes Distill unique is, in my opinion, they've really gotten into sour beer. Now, sour beer, you're probably like, what on earth? Sour beer, it's a bit of an acquired taste, but they've really mastered it at Distill and made it very unique. And so I thought I brought their kind of summer series. And a sour beer is also known as a Goza. Started being brewed in Germany in the year 1000, and it was given the name Goza for the Goza River, the little town that brewed it. And sours are often, they look more like a wheat beer, don't taste anything like it, but are brewed with coriander and salt and a completely different taste. But the one I brought is their Pina Colada Goza. Start off with a little bit of a sweeter beer this morning.
So the sour, does that come from citrus or is it something else within the process?
Is done. And, you know, way back in Germany when they would start to do this, they used to actually just do this in vats at pubs. And so you'd walk in and there'd be this open vat, warm fermented beer. And it's a very unique beer, very different taste.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because it's a Pina Colada, but I'm getting less Pina Colada, but I'm getting the fruit.
But
I'm getting the fruit. Like I said, the sour taste, like it's from the fruit.
Yeah. So this one, this Goza is tart, citrusy. It's got some French sea salt in it, a little bit of added spice, some coriander, and then they also brew it with pineapple and coconut for just a tropical twist on a classic citrus ale. So it's just a really unique beer.
I do get a hint of the pineapple, not so much the coconut, but I get the pineapple.
Yeah, a little bit.
Wow, that's actually really good. I'm surprised I like it, actually.
Yeah, the Wild Sour series from Distill. All these are available locally, too, if you don't want to drive to Normal, but they all also have, Distill has amazing food.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's awesome, a really good restaurant, too, on top.
Really, really good food.
When they got their new place kind of on the north end off of Veterans Parkway, north end of town, that's huge.
Huge place. And that's a great place for a tour. You can go in there, grab some beer, some merchandise, and it's just it's a great, like, long lunch.
Wow.
You know, and make sure you have a designated driver, because once you start drinking these sour beers.
Exactly. And I'd say, especially you come in from a hot summer day, that is really refreshing also.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Absolutely.
Cookout or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Do they talk about food pairings with theirs at all?
You know, this one they don't. However, I think, a citrus ale, sour ale goes great with, if you like sushi and fish and a little bit lighter stuff, some grilled chicken, lemon pepper chicken. It's just a really good compliment. You never want your beer to fight your food. You want it to complement it. And it's just a great, great summer beer.
That really makes sense.
And they have a whole series of sour beers. So if you don't like, if this Pina Colada sounds, too untraditional for you, they've got some very traditional sour beers and these Gozas that really just, they make your tongue curl in a good way.
It tastes like beer, though, still.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You get the citrus right off the bat, but then...
Right.
Yeah.
It's got beer. All right, what's up next?
All right, so we're going to actually go to a brewery in walking distance now. We're going to go to Iron Spike right next door.
That's a long ways. It takes us almost 8 seconds
almost
to get there.
8 seconds
that's,
to get
that's
there.
Counting unlocking the door to get out of here.
So this is their Citra Comet. So it's their hazy IPA, and hazy IPAs have kind of become very in vogue lately. IPA, everybody that drinks craft beer loves IPA, and IPA, now, we like to designate West Coast IPA, East Coast IPA, and hazy IPAs actually were kind of first known as New England IPAs, because they started up more in New England, and a hazy IPA just adds the hops a little bit later in the brewing process. and mixes with the yeast. And so you can see when you look at the liquid, and for the listeners out there, this is just a hazier look to it. It's, you know, almost a little more, I guess you'd say, milky. It's still lighter than a wheat beer, lighter color than a wheat beer, but just a very interesting.
Yeah, I was going to ask where the hazy part came from, but yeah, you do see it.
You can't see it. It's not as crystal clear right. as like a clean light lager. So a lot more hops than the last one.
Yeah, crisp, as you mentioned.
Very
crisp.
Yeah.
It's not hitting in the face hops.
Exactly, because I'm not a huge fan of the IPA so much, but you're right. Doesn't just punch you. It's got.
Yeah, it's a good, and it's a, you know, so their IPA, beautiful can made right here in Galesburg.
Yeah, that's a really cool can.
Really cool can. Yeah, and you can also get it on draft at the Brew Pub right here in downtown Galesburg. So again, if you're not up for a drive, you're up for a walk or a very short drive, you know, come downtown Galesburg.
And food again.
Food is awesome
food,
again.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good stuff.
Absolutely.
Adam Vitale, president of G&M Distributors, joining us here this morning. It's International Beer Day, and we're celebrating. And you know, giving you some suggestions if you like to imbibe every now and then, some breweries, brew pubs that are within driving, if not walking distance, of where you're at. As we mentioned, it's still in Normal, now Iron Spike right next door. What's up next?
So next we've got the Front Street Cherry Bomb Blonde. Front Street is in Davenport, Iowa, so easy drive. Another great brewery to visit. And this one has been exceptionally popular for us. So if you, it's a light ale. With a little bit of blonde ale with a little bit of cherry in it, some natural cherry flavoring. This beer is exceptional on draft as well. So if you're visiting your favorite bar or restaurant, a lot of them in our area have this on draft. And just an easy drinking blonde ale.
I like that.
Perfect for the summer.
I like that.
Oh, the smell. I get even just the
just that hint of cherry.
Smell, yeah, I get the hint of cherry.
Oh, yeah, that's dynamite.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
They have hit the mark on this.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
You could drink this all day.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't, but you could.
Why not? Why as long not? As you don't have to work.
Exactly. As long as you're not driving, not doing a morning show. Wow, that cherry. I mean, I get even you get you know, when you take a sniff of it, but when you're that first sip, you get it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, it's just a really, really great beer and. You look for the blonde lady sitting on the cherry in your local convenience store, gas station, grocery store, liquor store, and that is the Cherry Blonde brewed right in Davenport.
Adam Vitale, president of G&M Distributors, joining us here this morning. Talk about how with like some of the local brewers, the craft brewers, do they come to you, or you guys sampling different places? Like you know, maybe we want to partner with them.
Yeah, it depends on the brewer. You know, some are aggressively pursuing distribution. Some are starting off small. Some take years to cultivate a relationship with. So it's each one is unique and different. We need to have a good relationship with our craft brewers. It's critical, and they want to work with us. We want to work with them. And so it's just got to be the right fit for us. And you know, all the ones we've talked about so far, you know, have become, you know, started out small, and we've helped grow the brands in the bars, restaurants, and areas that they don't service. And the unique thing about all these brewers is they also have places where customers can go and drink their beers, sample their food, and really get to experience it, which is a great thing.
Well, I guess the other thing, the advantage for them is that rather than having their own, I guess, quote-unquote salespeople or marketing people out going from bar to bar, restaurant to restaurant, store to store.
Yeah,
you guys take care of that for them. That's what you do.
They don't have to buy big trucks to deliver their stuff. We help, you know, sell it into chains, get authorizations, and just really try to bring that variety to the consumer and make it as easy on the retailer as possible.
8:41, Galesburg's Morning News. Happy International Beer Day. Celebrating this morning, talking with the president of G&M Distributors, Adam Vitale, here this morning. Good morning again, Adam. Thanks for coming in with us.
Thank you. Happy International Beer Day again.
So coming up, we're going to have a little giveaway also. Adam brought in a couple coolers, Lighthearted Ale. What is the company again?
So it is Bell's Brewery.
Bell's Brewery, yeah.
Started actually in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Small little startup company by Larry Bell years ago, and still a great place to visit, another good day drive up to Kalamazoo. Really neat town, and some phenomenal.
And you know what these coolers remind me of is, and they're supposed to look almost not like a tackle box, but an older cooler. They're new. but they look, they have a design of like an older cooler. And I remember my grandpa sometimes would take it, use it as a tackle box or whatever. Yeah, it reminds me of those.
Exactly. Yeah. They're called a retro tackle box cooler. You know, hard plastic, some metal trim on them. Really kind of fun coolers would look great on a boat or in the backyard or wherever.
Well, and the vintage look gives it kind of like a Johnson outboard motor.
Yeah,
is what
exactly.
It looks like.
Yeah.
Same color scheme and kind of. Yeah, same.
Absolutely. And so we'll do a giveaway coming up. We'll do a little trivia question maybe about Bell's Brewery.
Yeah.
How about
so, you know, one interesting thing about Bell's, so we're going to try right now the Lighthearted Ale. But Bell's, kind of their flagship beer is the Two-Hearted. And the Two-Hearted beer has a really unique story. And one of the things about Two-Hearted is it's one of the very few beers in the world to be voted best beer in the world twice.
Wow.
By the American Home Brewers Association. So these are people that actually brew beer themselves. And the Two-Hearted, they think, is the best beer in the world 2 years in a row, so 2018, 2019. So this is the Lighthearted. So take on the IPA, but only 110 calories. So if you're looking for a craft beer but a little lower calorie count, this is a great one to have, a good summer beer, super easy drinking.
Well, and being the light, it doesn't lack in flavor, that's
for
sure.
Oh, no, it doesn't taste light at all.
Yeah.
So really unique. So if you're, you know, you want a beer with some of that hoppy flavor, you're out mowing your yard, this is a great one to consume.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the first thing. I had a little more hoppy, obviously, on that
one.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, I mean, dumb question. Would that suggest that the Double-Hearted is more hoppy?
Yeah, so the Two-Hearted definitely has a little
two-hearted,
more. Yeah,
two-hearted.
That's
two-hearted,
right. Sorry. Two-Hearted is a little more flavor. It's a little more fuller bodied than this one. This one's definitely a little bit of a softer beer, but still has just hit you in the face with those hops in a nice balanced way.
Yeah, that is really interesting. That's a perfect description of it because it's not heavy at all, but you still, that hop flavor is right there as soon as
I chugged it in no time. I'm ready for another.
Perfect. We got plenty. And they're also, you know, they're available in cans. That's all they come in, 6-packs, 12-packs, and they do have it on a draft. And it's just been a really, it's a great summer craft beer.
Mm-hmm. So Bell's Brewery, Michigan, and we'll ask trivia questions because these are, again, really cool coolers. And the coolers themselves are like, it is the Lighthearted Ale. It's got a picture of a fish on there. And really, really cool and perfect to take out on your boat or
exactly
sitting on the dock of the bay, fishing away.
You know, we've asked you this before, and I know it kind of depends whether it's a trend or the specific type of beer, but cans versus bottles, I mean, because I, what I see is most craft brewers do cans.
Right.
And I don't know if it's just easier or if it's better for the beer.
It's been a big change over the last couple of years. So initially, craft brewers were only bottles. And it was like, we've got to be in bottles. That's the standard for craft brewers. And a lot of craft brewers kind of poo-pooed cans. And then all of a sudden, in the last 2 years, it's like, wait a second, cans okay. A can's actually a really good container. And actually, so the two worst enemies of beer are heat and light. A bottle, that's why they use brown glass, so it doesn't get light struck as easily. But it can still be damaged. And a can is actually about the best and most efficient thing. The other thing I love about aluminum is it's 100% recyclable, and you can recycle it over and over, and it retains its strength, where bottles don't. So, you're seeing more and more craft brewers in cans, especially the 16-ounce cans, which is like a perfect size.
Yeah. That's a good question. I had, because I did notice that too. And there are those few that the bottles that are clear, which is a little bit surprising, and I don't necessarily like some of those. I'll say that. I like those in brown bottles that may be made in St. Louis. You know,
there you go. I like it.
Adam Vitale, president of G&M Distributors, joining us here this morning. So, got another one from Bell's?
We're going to do the one from Bell's. So
okay.
We're going to travel down to St. Louis.
Okay.
So, yeah. But we're going to go to St. Louis, but we're going to go to a different brewery. We're going to go to Urban Chestnut. Urban Chestnut's a great smaller brew pub in St. Louis, another great spot to stop and see. And their whole line is all after classic, timeless European beers. So European lagers, European everything, just they don't do a lot of funky stuff. It's just very traditional, all about the quality. So me being an Italian kid that learned Spanish, I'm going to try to pronounce some German. So usually
that only makes sense.
I need about three more beers, then I can speak fluent German. But this is a Schweckel, which is an unfiltered, unpasteurized German lager, Bavarian-style lager. So again, keeping in, you know, that you can drive to St. Louis easily. You can, this is another beer I think is still great in the summer, even though it's, you know, I think lager beers are always awesome in the summer. And this is just a nice, crisp, clean Bavarian lager, but with a little, with a unique flavor to it, a great flavor.
What's the name of the company again?
Urban Chestnut.
Urban Chestnut, okay. Where are they located, you know?
You know, I don't remember where they are in St. Louis. I should know that. I can drive there, but I don't remember the...
Definitely smells like a lager. Oh, yeah.
And nice, just a great, clean, smooth drinking lager.
Yeah.
Naturally, a little more cloudy than a lot of lagers because it's unfiltered.
Yeah.
So most lagers go through a filtration
process. The hazy lager.
There you go.
That was Tyler's nickname back when he worked in the forest. The hazy lager.
When I was in that band.
The band, the hazy lagers. No, that, and again, when you're switched to the lager, you don't get that big hoppy flavor off of it.
But yeah, just a great, crisp, smooth one. This one's a 16-ounce can, 4-pack. It's a beautiful package, beautiful blue can. So look for a beautiful blue can with the Urban Chestnut crest on it and the Zwickel name.
Okay, so let me ask you someplace like what is it, Schlafly?
Schlafly, yeah.
Is that still considered a craft brewer?
They are still a craft brewer. Great. They've been a partner. So we were actually, they were one of the probably third craft beer G&M ever carried with Schlafly. We were their northernmost distributor. And the Schlafly Pumpkin Ale is still one of our most popular beers that we sell. It's a great. They actually use real pumpkin, which a lot of brewers do not use real pumpkin. Really great brewery, great food, great location in St. Louis, their beers. They've got a lot of great unique beers too.
You know, it's interesting. Tony Caradonna, the beer man that we, you know, when we've done our broadcast from St. Louis in the past, he actually owned the first craft brewery in St. Louis. And I forgot. He told me the name. I forgot. And he ended up selling it. And then he went to work. He had worked for Anheuser-Busch.
Okay.
And then he went off and did that. Then he went back and worked for them for a while before he worked for the Ballpark Village. But he actually had the first, first.
Remember him telling us that. And I think it's still.
Yeah, I think it is. And I don't remember which one. It wasn't Schlafly. I think Schlafly was the second. They were before Schlafly. And I can't remember what the name of it was.
Interesting.
All right. So what's next?
All right. So our last one of the morning. So this is from Freeport, Illinois. So easy drive. Just
got
a few
pretzels
hours.
In it.
Yeah, it actually does.
Does it really?
Yeah. This is the Pretzel City Amber.
All right.
So absolutely. So the Freeport pretzels are reliving through beer, it's an amber. Amber ale, which is so this will be a little different than our last one, a little darker. You can see in the color, it's got some pale malts in it, some Vienna malts, and it's a really beautiful color of amber malty beer. The goal of this one is to smell like a bakery at sunrise. And they actually throw some locally made pretzels from Freeport into the mash tun, so you can get that nice, really ambery color and flavor.
Oh yeah, that is really good.
Isn't that wonderful? So this one is the only one that is in a bottle that I brought today. However, they're going to start putting this in cans very, very soon. So this one is very fresh beer. Usually we get it in from Freeport weekly. Great on draft as well. I mean, one of the best beers we sell on draft, and it's just a great all around amber ale. And again, Freeport's an easy drive. Another really beautiful brewery. Go up there, very modern. They've got some games outside. You can hang out at the brewery all day, even if you want. And they don't serve food there, but you order food in, which is kind of fun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
A lot of great local restaurants in Freeport.
Adam Vitale is the president of G&M Distributors, joining us here this morning. Talk a little bit about, you know, people say, oh, there's light and there's dark, or there's ales. But there, I mean, it goes so beyond that. But because when you look at the ale side, there's, you know, IPAs and everything. But on the other side, as you mentioned, right, amber. And ale, then, you know, Bock, my Bock. Kind of talk about some of the differences.
Yeah, there's so many different flavors and varieties of beer. You know, believe it or not, the lager is the hardest beer to make.
Really?
Why you don't see a lot of craft brewers make it. It takes a lot longer. It's more expensive. You can, if you make a mistake with a lager, you can tell immediately. The consumer will be like, oh, this is not good. So believe it or not, you know, Budweiser is still one of the most expensive beers to brew in the world.
Really?
Because it takes a little longer. You've got to do it just perfectly. And with an IPA, you can kind of cover up your mistakes with the hops. Because IPAs were originally India Pale Ale, brewed by the British and shipped to India. And the reason they used it was hops are a preservative. And so they could keep the beer fresh and it wouldn't go bad when I was traveling on ship from England to India. And so all these different varieties. So from a light lager to, you know, a stout, porters, there's just a ton of different beers.
Yeah. And what's, I mean, is the difference mostly, is it ingredients in each?
It's a combination of ingredients, the fermentation process, okay. Whether it's top fermented, bottom fermented, yeast strain. So there's all the amount of water. There's just a tremendous amount of things you can do as a brewer to change your beer, make it an ale, a lager, whatever.
Adam Vitale, president of G&M Distributors, joining us here this morning. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to get the news headlines and the forecast, and we're going to ask our trivia question for a really cool cooler, lighthearted ale from Bell's Brewery in Michigan. And we have a question in particular about that, which in some way you might not have any idea, but I'm going to say just don't think too far when you think about the answer. How's that
work?
Is that a good clue?
You're D-sharp today.
All right, 8:53, let's go ahead and get the news headlines with Nick. All right, so we have a little trivia question. We got a little giveaway here this morning. Adam, nice enough to bring in a lighthearted ale. It is a from Bell's Brewery in Michigan, and it's really cool. It's a retro cooler, and if you would like it, here's your question. And again, I'll give the clue ahead of time, is don't think too far. Yeah, I know I said Michigan, but don't think too far. All right, here's our question this morning. Where is the main brewery for Bell's Brewery located? What community? Don't think too far. 342-9194 if you would like your very own lighthearted ale cooler. It's retro. It's a really cool cool cooler. I guess I should have probably ahead of time taken a picture and put it on Facebook so you can see, but it's really cool and probably even better because it's got the more modern technology. All right, let's go to the phones here this morning. Hi, you're on WGIL. Who's this?
This is Larry.
Larry, how are you today?
I'm good.
All right, Larry, the question is, Bell's Brewery in Michigan, what community is their main brewery in? And don't think too far away.
Kalamazoo?
That's the original one. That's the original one.
Yeah, cafe and restaurant.
Yeah, cafe and restaurant. Hey, Larry, thanks for your call this morning. Appreciate it. Hi, RWGIL, who's this?
Hi, this is Sue.
Sue, how are you today?
I'm well.
All right. Well, Sue, here's our question. Bell's Brewery in Michigan, what we want to know is where their main brewery is located. And although it's in Michigan, I would say don't think of a community too far away. How about that? What do you think?
Well, I only have one guess, and that's Kalamazoo.
That is a good guess. That's where they originated, where their cafe's at, but that's not where their main brewery's at. All right. Hey, Sue, thanks for your call this morning.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Well, have we stumped our audience? They're not getting the don't think too far away clue. Hi, you're on WGIL. Who's this?
John.
John, how you doing today?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Not too bad at all. All right, John, Bell's Brewery in Michigan. Where is their main brewery located? What community? And don't think of a community too far away.
Peoria.
That's a good guess again. We're getting closer. Hey, thanks for your call, John. Appreciate it.
All right, thank
Alrighty.
You.
Hi, you're on WGIL. Who's this?
Hillary.
Hillary, how are you today?
Great, how are you?
Good. All right, Hillary, Bell's Brewery. Their main brewery is located in Michigan, but don't think of a community too far away. Where is it located?
Galesburg.
There we go. Galesburg, Michigan is where they are located. Yep, that is it. Galesburg, Michigan. All right. Hillary, thanks so much for calling this morning. You got yourself a really cool lighthearted ale cooler. Hang on the line, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hillary, our winner this morning. There we go.
Yeah, hey, there you go.
Galesburg, Michigan. He said officially, like on the can, it says Comstock, but they're like right next door.
Yeah, it's technically like Galesburg and Knoxville right next to each other, but the actual physical brewery is in Galesburg, Michigan.
Yeah. And I know Tyler considers Galesburg a suburb of Knoxville, but...
which
goes without saying, right?
Working in the burbs.
All right, 8:57, Galesburg's morning news.
Wouldn't you buying a new home? As if the thought of moving isn't stressful enough, you have to worry about paperwork too? I'm Amber Smith, mortgage loan officer at Tompkins State Bank in Galesburg. Whether it's your first time or you've jumped through these hoops before, the process never gets less complicated. I do all the legwork I can and will hold your hand through the entire process. To put it simply, I've got your back. So when you're ready to take on the title of homeowner, come see me. NMLS 107-2208.
Tompkins State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
With over 100 rides, shows, and attractions, come experience all the twists, turns.
Just in front of 9 o'clock, Galesburg's Morning News. That is going to wrap things up. Thank Adam Vitale, president of G&M Distributors. Thank you so much for coming
in. No problem.
Celebrating with us International Beer Day. And
you know, one thing I forgot to mention earlier, too, and you know, we've been talking, obviously, about breweries you can drive to, which is great. If you're wanting to look for something virtual to do for International Beer Day, you can sign on to internationalbeerfest.org today. And that is actually going to be a virtual beer festival sponsored by Anheuser-Busch. Starts off with the Clydesdales at 5 p.m. Central. And then there are all sorts of famous people on it. A lot of people that I don't know, but I know Jason Derulo, Prince Royce, and a lot of just classic bands, good bands. So, you know, log on to there. If nothing else, check out the Clydesdales. They always make you happy.
Tyler and the Hazy, what was the Hazy what? The Hazy Ambers? I don't remember what it was.
Hazy Lagers.
Hazy Lagers, yeah. Tyler and the Hazy Lagers.
He'll be performing live at 1 in the morning after the festival's
over. He'll be very hazy at that point.
Yeah. We'll be hazy reunited.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Again, happy International Beer Day. Yes, again, celebrate responsibly. And
Absolutely.
Hey, that virtual celebration, that's perfect. That's a really
great,
cool idea.
Yeah, if not, you know, it's going to be a nice weekend, so grab your favorite beer tonight and this weekend and enjoy things, and always remember to support your local restaurants and bars.
Absolutely, and thanks to you guys for supporting the local fire departments as well, volunteers. All right, there's evening news at 5 o'clock.